The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. 5,400 Biden emails with fake names found, but the government won't release them, of course. They don't flat out say, oh, we'll never release them, but they, well, we have procedures and we have to slow roll this and we don't know when we're going to be able to get it to you. This is what they do to try to make it so that we can't see the truth, even though it's our emails, because it was government emails and we are supposed to be allowed to have access to them. So it makes no sense why they slow roll it, other than they try to help cover up for Democrats. And that clearly means that the government itself believes that whatever Biden was doing, he was doing something wrong. That's what it means. Because if they thought there was nothing wrong, they would just release it immediately. So the fact that they're trying not to release any of it proves that they think that Joe Biden was doing something nefarious, which he probably was. Why did Biden have these fake emails? A lot of us would assume it has to do with his Hunter Biden connection and bribes. That would make sense, but it could range from there all the way to, who knows, human trafficking. Seems like the Biden administration and Joe Biden himself is a massive fan of human trafficking and has opened the borders and allowed human trafficking and doesn't care about if little children are human trafficked, and he runs around sniffing little children like a creepy old man. So, yeah, there could be connections to something like that. And they don't want us to know that. And we should assume that there is. Whenever they hide stuff, we should immediately start throwing out the worst case scenarios. That really would make them, it puts a lot more pressure on them to put out, oh, no, it's not that. And then they get more pressure to actually release it. But if you're hiding it, then I should assume it's something way worse than what I'm even imagining. What I'm imagining, it's probably way worse than that. That's why they don't want to release it. And everyone should have that attitude. If there's nothing to hide, then you would release it. So you're hiding something knowing it's worse than what we know. That's the point of hiding it. Grant Stinchfield talking about this whole situation. Take a listen.
I am so frustrated with where we are in this country today. I'm now learning that the National Archives admits they have 5,400 emails where Joe Biden uses fake names. Why does he use the fake names? To send information to Hunter Biden about Ukraine and other things. So those fake names, Robert Ware, Robert L. Peters, J.R.B. Ware, you may remember we talked about this a couple weeks ago. We were some of the first to be talking about this. And I raised the question of PCI.gov. What was that ending? Well, now we have learned it's tied to the White House.
Yeah, it had the PCI.gov, which was, nobody even knew what the heck that was. So he's using all of these. And obviously, we found out about this. Well, I don't know if you know, but how it really broke was, again, Hunter Biden's laptop. Hunter Biden receiving those emails on his laptop, receiving those emails that were these weird accounts that ended up being his dad. That's how they were able to find out that these exist. And now there is requests for those emails with those names. And we find out, oh, yeah, there's 5,400 of them. But of course, they don't want to release them. More from Grant Stinchfield.
Of course. So what did Barack Obama know? One of the emails was from now Secretary of State Antony Blinken talking about Joe Biden's meeting with the president of Ukraine. And guess what? That was CC'd to Hunter Biden. Here's James Comer about why he wants these emails that apparently the National Archives is not giving up yet.
We have requested the unredacted documents, and it's very important because we believe there may be some redactions as to who was copied on those emails where Joe Biden was using a pseudonym, particularly in the case of Ukrainian policy, Stuart. So this is of the utmost importance to our national security. Not only was Joe Biden using pseudonyms, he was copying his son on some of those emails that pertain to Ukraine.
The fact that the National Archives will not give up public information to the United States Congress, to me, is just how brazen this administration is, that they thumb their nose at the rule of law and, of course, the Constitution.
Now, think about it. They're the same ones that thumb their nose at the rule of law, trying to go after Donald Trump, who legally had the right to have the documents at Mar-a-Lago because he was president and had the legal right to have them. And they tried to basically make up and bend the rule of law to go after Donald Trump. Here, you have simple. They have the emails. You simply have to release them to the public, and they're refusing to do so. So they're covering up for a criminal in Joe Biden, and they know that, and they're going after an innocent man in Donald Trump. The people who work there are the ones that need to be indicted. The National Archives obviously is run by people who are wickedly loyal to the Democrat Party. Wickedly loyal. To the point of evil. To be loyal to the Democrat Party is evil. The Democrat Party runs on, we accept all your sins. We are totalitarian, and we will crush the Christians and anyone who's on the other side that want to stop you from sinning. We believe in the right of your sinful activity as much as you want to sin. And we will destroy anyone who tries to prevent you from that sin. The people who do not believe in sin and do not love sin are evil, and we will crush them. That is what the Democrat Party stands for. Think about it. It is 100% the truth. Abortion, sinful, killing babies, they're all for the right of killing and murdering children. And they say, anyone who is for saving children, those Christians over there, they're evil. And to get people to vote for them, they say, we will let you murder your children. We don't care. We'll turn aside any sin you want. You want to be homosexual? The Bible condemns that. We don't care. You want to mutilate your child and change their sex, even though you can't do that? We don't care. It's sinful. It's condemned in the Bible. Therefore, we say, go ahead and do it. What? The Bible says that the nation should have borders set up. We say there should be no borders. They also always do whatever the opposite of the Bible says, whatever the opposite of what God says. The Democrat Party's whole platform is, we will let you do anything that is against God. And the people that are for God, those are Nazis, and we will go after them because they're totalitarian, because they believe in what God says. So if you believe in the Ten Commandments, so if you believe that people shouldn't be able to steal from other people or murder other people or slander or lie under oath about other people, bear false witness, that's what we believe. We're evil for that. They want to bear false witness. They do bear false witness against Donald Trump. They're all for. They bring up people to bear false witness against our Supreme Court nominees. They're all for bearing false witness, and they say we're evil because we actually believe in a rule of law. See, we're a republic, just like the Ten Commandments is basically sets up a republic system. Everyone's under that same law. Therefore, it's fair. But Democrats say, no. No one is under that law. We can do whatever I want unless the conservatives who proclaim those laws will use them against those people and persecute them. The Democrat Party only believes in the freedom to sin. And then any other freedom you think you have, like freedom of speech or right to bear arms or anything like that, you do not have under the Democrat Party. You only have the freedom to sin as much as you want. And as soon as you get sick of your own sin and you get sick of other people's sins and you say, you know what? I don't like this. Then they will come for you and say that you're a dictator. How dare you tell people they can't sin as much as they want? They just don't use the word sin, but they'll use the specific sins. They will say homosexuality, abortion, killing babies. They will name the sins that they love. They just don't call it sin. That's all. More to Grant Stinchfield, though, because it is frustrating because you're dealing with people who are loyal to the Democrat Party. That was my point. And the people in National Archives are loyal to this evil party. Therefore, they are evil in their hearts. Anyone who supports the Democrat Party at this time has to be evil inside their heart. And if you don't want me to accuse you of that, then denounce the Democrat Party once and for all. And if you don't, you're evil in your heart. And you got to repent and turn to God. And if you refuse to do that, just admit, look, I like the Democrat Party because it hates God. I want to sin as much as I want, and I'm never turning to God. Then yes, you belong to the Democrat Party. More from Grant.
This is Gary Shipley, the whistleblower, talking about what surely is a cover-up here.
As Attorney General Garland was making providing testimony to Congress, and U.S. Attorney Weiss was providing letters to Congress saying that he had full authority to charge wherever he wanted to, and his June 30th letter says, I can't charge outside of Delaware. I'd have to partner with a U.S. attorney. As more information is coming out, it's clear that that's exactly what happened. He had to go through two President Biden-appointed U.S. attorneys. They turned him down.
Of course they did. This is why I say impeach Merrick Garland, impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS secretary, and impeach Joe Biden. Do it all and shut Washington down for months upon months when we impeach three of the people in Joe Biden's administration, including the big man himself. Joining me now is an attorney for the Heritage Foundation. Sam Dewey is with us. Sam, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Sam, what do you make of the National Archives not giving up these emails? How do they even make a claim that they can hold them back?
I mean, it's fairly par for the course. What we've seen with this administration is the first tactic is delay. Find any number of reasons, say, well, I can't give it to you because of this reason. I can't give it to you because of that reason. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying I'll never give it to you. I'm just saying I have to work through this process and this process and this process. And of course, the joke is, in their mind, it's a never-ending process. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. And folks, it's frustrating because, yes, we should have impeached Joe Biden on day one. But I told you, even if we were to have a red wave, I told you your Republican Party's too wimpy to do this kind of stuff. And when they do, it will only be posturing. And they'll never really get anything done. It'll just be for show. And a lot of times they wait until there's not enough time and they know the time will run out in their reign before they actually can finish what they started because it was just about show. Republicans love to reveal what has happened without having to do anything about it. That's their favorite thing to do. Bill Barr would say that about the Russia collusion crap. And I used to say, see, Bill Barr's never going to prosecute anyone. I knew it right away because whenever he would be asked, he would say, what we're going to do is show the American people everything that happened and how unjust they were to Donald Trump. We're going to show them. And I said, oh, well, that means no prosecution. See, that's a cop-out. Hey, they all got away with it. Here's what happened. Well, we already know what happened. I don't need you, Bill Barr, to show me what I already knew. It's just a way to pretend like you did something without doing jack squat. And the Republican Party does that all the time, too. They'll do committees and they'll have stuff come out. And it's like, yep, you realize we, the American people, have already figured that stuff out. A lot of the stuff that Congress is coming up with is they got it from us or whistleblowers. And we've already talked about it. We already know what you're saying. And then you act like you've given us new information. Once in a great while, they will get new information because they have the ability to see documents that we don't have the ability. So that's good. But it's still all for show. And it's frustrating because everyone tries to defeat this deep state by draining the deep state from within. And that isn't going to happen. And is impossible. And I want people to realize there is a way to defeat the deep state and you don't have to wait till an election. They want you to think this. The wimpy Republicans want you to think you need to wait till an election. And the Democrats love that you wait till 2024, November. Yeah, they're laughing. Yeah, wait, because you could stop us immediately right now. But you know what? Why don't you just wait and see if you can win in an election? That's rigged. Wait. And some of you are saying, but what are you talking about? We could stop them right now. No, We could stop them tomorrow. You could stop Joe Biden and the out-of-control federal government tomorrow. We can. We don't have to wait for elections. We have the ability to do it. There is power in the Republican Party. The Republicans don't want you to know they have power. The Republicans who have this power don't use it and don't want you to know they, because it would be too much of a conflict. They're too wimpy to do it. So they want you to think, yeah, they'll be the first to tell you, we got to win in 2024 election. Yeah, wait till then. Don't make me use my power when I could stop them right now. And I know some of you are still confused. What are you talking about? Stop them right now. Every Republican governor right now can kick the FBI and the federal government and a lot of their agencies out of their state right now. The FBI has to have permission to operate in their states. The FBI came about to catch criminals because when a criminal crossed the state of Pennsylvania and went into a different state, the other state could say, that's your problem, Pennsylvania. We're not wasting our money, our resources to find this guy. And so the FBI became an agency that would cross those state lines. And that way, the states didn't feel like they were having to use their own money to catch criminals from other states. But the FBI needs permission to do these things in these states. A governor can just do an executive order and say, you are out of control. You are persecuting my citizens. The governor has much more power than the FBI, just so you know. A governor is like a mini president, and you need to know that. But your Republican governors act like they have no power. I'm just a Republican governor. I'm like a mini president who could crush these people. But you're not supposed to know that. Wait, the states have more power than the federal government? That's how the founding fathers set it up? Yeah, but you're not supposed to know that. No, the federal government is supposed to seem like it has more power than the governors do, but they don't. The reason why you think they do is because the Constitution is the supreme law, but only the Constitution. Yes, the Constitution can make a state be held within something that's constitutional. Anything other than a constitutional issue, the federal government does not have any power over the states. The states have complete power over the federal government, as long as it's a non-constitutional issue. The FBI is not a constitutional issue. Therefore, a governor can kick the FBI out tomorrow. So what I'm telling you is the Republican Party has always had the ability, since the day one of Biden's presidency, to stop him. They can stop the out-of-control federal government. They can kick the federal government out of their states. And they can say, we're not going to send you our money. We're going to keep our money and fund ourselves. Because we all know, if you were to say the FBI, and that should be the very first thing that a governor should do, is kick the FBI out. And it's the easiest thing to do. You can do it in one day. And tell them, any case you're working on in our states, you drop that stuff off. You have 24 hours to drop it off to the local sheriff's department or state police or other local authorities within the state. And we'll pick up the cases. That's all you have to do. I would 24 hours to do it. And if not, well, then whatever, those cases, we'll pick them up when we can. This is way too important than some person who robbed a convenience store. We're talking about saving America. So yes, it's worth kicking the FBI out. Okay, so you kick the FBI out. The FBI and the federal government will flip out because, oh no, they're doing what Ben said. They're showing that the states actually have actual power over the federal government. We can't allow that. What can we do? Well, we fund them. We keep giving them. That's how we've got them to do whatever we wanted, and why they listen to us is it's money. So we'll threaten their funding. That's how you control always people. And so this is, and it works, because this is why the governors won't kick the FBI out, because they know the very first thing the Biden administration would do is pull all federal funding from that state. So what? You need a governor that says, screw you. And I'm not giving you any of our tax revenue from our state then. You pull federal funding, you get nothing from our state. And yes, you're at odds with the federal government. And now the federal government hates you. They're all too scared. Folks, I think they're afraid they'll get assassinated or something. I don't know. My point is you don't have to wait to an election to win. The founding fathers set it up that our states can stop an out-of-control federal government anytime it wants, at any moment in time. All it takes is leaders in a Republican Party to join together, governors to join together, and it doesn't even, just five of them, five states, and that would be it. you'd win. You would stop the evil of the Biden administration. You'd win that. You could shut their administration basically completely down. Five governors do it, boom. And then they're entrenched in trying to get power back in your state. And that's all they would be working at, because all Democrats care about is power over people. So you have just destroyed any agenda that they have going forward. And all they will concentrate on is going after the governors in those states and trying to get power back over those states. And there would be court cases and all sorts of stuff. And of course, the Democrats would threaten civil war because they don't care about America. So a civil war would destroy America. Our enemies, as soon as they saw a civil war, would strike us from outside of America. You can't have a civil war. It'd be the end of America. And so the Democrats, they don't care. They'd be the ones that would push for a civil war in that situation. They probably would, but you don't have to participate. We could say, no, we're not listening to you, and we're not going to war over you. We're doing what our founding father set up, and we, the states, are taking our power and stopping an out-of-control federal government like we're supposed to do. So anytime you hear someone say, wait to the next election, they've just tricked you. How about wait till tomorrow? Because tomorrow we could stop them. See, the Republicans do have power. They have great power. You electing them and putting them into governorships gives them tremendous power. They don't want you to know they have it. They love Republicans always pretend that they don't have any power when they're in office. And Democrats pretend they have extra powers that they don't even have when they're in office. Case in point, COVID-19. Look what the governors, Democrat governors, did. They did unconstitutional things against your rights, acting like they were dictators. I'm talking about following the Constitution. And our governors can't even follow the Constitution and use their power. Following the Constitution legally, they can't even do it. Whereas Democrat governors will shred the Constitution and act like they're a dictator when they have power. So why are we losing? Because your Republican Party wants to lose. Your Republican governors don't care and pretend like they have no power, and they don't want to take on the federal government because they're that wimpy. So if you ever look to the Republican Party in elections in the future, they're never going to rescue you, because they're all a bunch of wimps. They could rescue you starting tomorrow by having the states stand up to the federal government. Tomorrow they could rescue you from the situation. They're not doing it. Therefore, putting any faith in the Republican Party is foolishness. You better put your faith in Jesus Christ, because judgment is coming to America. The Republican Party doesn't care. So God's going to judge. You get right with God. Get right personally, and don't worry about the fools in this country, because there's a bunch of them. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. That's why I told you that. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe and hit that like button.
The establishment media is doing everything possible to not allow you to get to the deep truth of things. And, you know, when it has topics such as medicine, science, politics, business, really anything you can think of, you want the truth, and the media just doesn't seem to always give you it. You know that's true. So why not go to The New American and check out Conversations That Matter with Alex Newman. Conversations That Matter. The title explains itself, right? They're conversations, and they really matter. Alex Newman is awesome, and he'll bring the best guests you can possibly find around the country, even around the world. Check it out.